Arthur Mendoza, protege of Stella Adler, teaches Stella's technique exactly as she learned it from Stanislavski himself, the inventor of the modern technique of acting. Arthur helped Stella Adler open her Conservatory West acting school, and after teaching under Stella for over 10 years, he started his own school, Actor's Circle Theater, where he has been teaching for over 20 years now. Arthur has taught and worked with such talents as Mark Ruffalo, Benicio del Toro, Selma Hayek, and Jason Momoa, just to name a few, and has done script analysis with Michael Mann since Dances with Wolves.
I have helped actors overcome incredible, horrific deficiencies. And the moment they conquer it, they leave.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he allowed me to do it. I gotta keep doing it. Oh my God, I know how to do this. I'm responsible. Yeah. Oh my God, what do I do? You got a Ferrari, okay, get it in drive. You want the pallet, there they are. Get out of the Volkswagen. But if you built it, you've got to drive it and you've got to know how to maneuver it. And sometimes the instrument you created is bigger than you can handle. That is not my problem. But I do believe if you work hard, I came from Colton, California, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And San Bernardino Civic Light Opera. Somehow I maneuvered my way all through that. If I did it, I believe anyone could do it. I mean, you think of people who came and worked, amazing actors, struggled and twisted. Everybody looks at Paul Newman and Robert Redford, these great actors. They don't see the struggle. They don't see Robert Redford on stage and what he did. Nobody cares. Ordinary people, that's good. He directed that, an amazing movie with the TV actress in it. And tore it up. That's all. That's gone. Ordinary people. Yeah, that was good. We're like, the thing that has destroyed us is McDonald's. I'm going to eat dinner, eat fries, and I can drive at the same time, and the Coke. Yeah. We just devour it. And we want it. I can have it. And they say on the commercial, you can have it your way. Whoa. There's something new. That should be tattooed on people's chest. I want it my way.
And then just play the Frank Sinatra song.
There you go.
We're spreading the news.
That's New York, New York.
We're spreading the news because you can get it your way.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's all marketing. So, I mean, I see a lot of actors just when they get close and they touch on something that vulnerability within them.
Really?
And then they disconnect and they disappear.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
I do.
It's very important for you to understand that.
I do.
Position, heal thyself.
Yes.
You can talk about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Right.
Can you do it? And then do it again. And
because
it again.
Gets scary. You have to face, it's almost like something you have to face, but then once you get through it and you get to the other side, there's a bigger gift and a bigger...
Well, the hardest thing,
but you stop
the root of all of it is commitment.
Yeah.
If you can't commit to yourself, and you've got to remember, you're a human being. You are going to be changing. All you can say is, God, let me be prepared for all my changes.
Yeah, there is no perfect half.
Oh, I'm done. You're not done. You're done when you die.
Yeah.
Someone asked me, well, when are you going to retire? I said, what?
Yeah.
How could I retire? I don't consider this work.
Why do people retire?
Because they want to get away and rest. I can't even take the 2 week vacation.
That's I'm bouncing around. Hate, right?
I had an accident on my vacation.
Yeah.
It's because I didn't have, I said, I'm going to go do yoga. And then I fell. And I went,
but
well.
Then here, you got back up.
Yeah.
So that's it.
the great thing is, because I had my saint, I said my saint hat on, it bled all over. And the guy, you know that, you're like a saint. I said, yeah. One of the guys would stitch this up and go back to the second half.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is.
Sure.
I said, okay, well, then let's get through this. Yeah. And they said, we have all these tests. We're going to do it over two. Let's do it in one day. Can you do this? I said, yeah, let's do it. Got them all. And then I said, well, what am I waiting for? Well, we can't do the MRI. Well, what time? Isn't it 24 hours? They said it was 24 hours. Can I have an appointment? You want to go at 11:30 at night? Yeah, let's go 11:30 at night. I was on the are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. Are we finished? And everything I said, there's nothing wrong with my heart. There's nothing wrong with my brain. I didn't have an episode. I didn't have a mini stroke. And I didn't. None of that happened. I lost my balance. Goals called me. I said, I lost my balance.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. I lost my balance. Those big Oompa Loompas with all their muscles, I couldn't maneuver it. And I went for the rail, and they bumped me, and I went down.
Yeah.
And I had my coffee and my God forbid, I made two trips. Up 13 steps, and I want to keep it all. I'm going to do cardio. Why don't I? Because I don't want to.
Right.
And then I had my coffee. I wanted it all up at once, and I lost it all. And all my whole vacation was whining and complaining to myself.
Yeah. You know what I think of? Because when you talk about working with Stella and talking to Marlon Brando and working with Benicio Del Toro and working with all these people, you know, because I played a lot of sports.
Benicio. Good.
Benicio. So I remember when I was in fifth grade and my father that adopted us and raised me, we were in sports and I was running around the track and my mom said, oh my gosh, he's going to die. He's going to fall over or pass out or get hurt. And he just said, just let him go.
That was my father. When I was going to New York. I never heard my mother exhale. She'd always go, she was afraid.
Yeah.
And I have some of it, but I'm clumsy. That's why I know I'm a good dancer. Because I fall and I drop. I go to dinner and we have to move all the liquids because I'll drop them. And I don't mean to. It just happens. And I'm clumsy. And I know I'm clumsy. And I know what happened at Gold's was my fault. I think I was assisted by people not getting out of my way. So I was I wasn't grabbing for them.
Yeah.
I was grabbing for the rail.
Yeah.
And it looked like I was grabbing them, but I wasn't. And then he wouldn't move, and I went down.
Yeah. I think what that reminded me, though, of like, there's like this championship mentality where you just keep going. And you said, you know, people are human, and there's going to be changes. But somehow everybody's attached to perfection. They're attached to... They walk into the audition, they get a part because they memorize the lines and
worse than that.
Yeah.
Is they heard one of these actors who go, I just went in and I fucked it all up. So that was your journey.
Your whole life?
That was your journey. That was your journey.
Right.
So they saw this guy at some store.
Yeah.
That's their journey.
Right.
I have a boy right now.
But they give so much power.
Yeah, but I have a boy right now.
Yeah.
Who from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And he sent his pictures to Ford. They said, well, we'll see you. And then he got Ellie Miles, they'll see him.
Yeah.
And this other agency, they wouldn't see him. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I said, come on, let's go. I said, where? We're going, they don't want to see me. He said, okay, well, let's sit in the lobby. So we sat in the lobby. He filled the card out. He had to fill up this thing. He said, oh, you can fill this out. And in my head, I said, if they ask him, thank you, we'll look. And they didn't, and they circled. And I said, you see what's going on? He goes, no. I said, okay. It'll be interesting. Are you done? He goes, yeah. Well, you both want to come in? And I went, it'll be more interesting. So we sat there and they talked to him. And he was very, very innocent. And I said, look, this is what I said. I got to pull the rug out from under this. I'm his acting teacher. You see that? That's what he is. This isn't an act. He's that open.
Yeah.
Just give me your phone. Calvin Klein. Ralph Lauren, Versace. I showed him the picture. Don't you think? Yeah. He said, I want him to be here. I want him to, you're one of the two biggest agencies in the world. He's that guy. Can he take his picture? Sure. We went out in the vestibule and he started. I said, stop. Stop looking like a model. Remember when you guys put all your trucks in a circle back and you started laughing? There, that. Why are you doing this? I said, so you don't look like you put a cork up off your head. And he was like, and then they got it. They got all these shots.
Right.
Why did you do that? I said, because I had to stop you from being so damn stiff.
Yeah.
And they signed the son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then you said something even about them wanting to pay for a
conversation. Oh, no. They said, can you say extra? And he said, well, I've only got, you're in a hotel? I got one, stay there. We'll put you in our, they moved him to his.
Wait, so let me get this straight. The agency paid to put him in a hotel while he's in town.
In their hotel.
Yeah.
They have those hotels.
Yes.
They have guys coming from Istanbul. They stay here 2 days, then they go somewhere else. And they charge him like $40 a night. That we'll take it when you, they'll take it off of the first in earning. They know that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Imagine that.
But there's nothing I can do. There's other actors who I adore who can't get agents.
Yeah.
I don't have any control of none. If I could walk in every lobby and do this for each and every one of them, I'd do it.
Yeah.
He said, well, what are you? I said, I'm just the acting teacher. You won't see me here ever again. I want to place him here. I want him to be in a trustful place.
Right.
You're Ford. Ford said they'd call him. We don't want that.
Yeah.
They didn't want to see him. We made them see him. You understand?
Yeah.
We sat in the lobby and said, let's see.
Well, that's being committed.
But well, he is
committed. I mean, you were committed for him.
Well, no, but he's getting the commitment through me.
Right.
Exactly. And I am connecting Kentucky to this. He's got all the right stuff.
Right.
The hardest thing to do is to try to give everything I've got to people who can receive it. It makes me sad when people make me the bad guy.
Yeah.
And they hate me for something I didn't do. I'm either the God that just came down from the heaven, or I'm an asshole. There's no middle of the park. And you'll have all those feelings. You go, what the? Why did he touch that other girl? He just, you'll have those feelings. You know? I was reading an article about the Moby Dick and how they wrote, they all talk about this big, they don't even know if there was really whale. They don't know. There's all these whales beaching themselves. They don't know if there was an earthquake and they sense it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing you can do than believe in yourself and find a voice. I'd like it to be me because I like to help people.
Yeah.
I love what I do. And my student who's kind enough to take me to class, he'll tell you, I get weirded out. I get like, and then the closer we get, are we going to make it in time? It's like, I feel like we make it, but I'm like afraid. How much time do we have to eat? I don't want them to come there and watch me come in. I make a big entrance. One of my students went to see another class, and the teacher had this grand thing, and they eat, and they watch all of her film cuts, and they have to dress up. And he said, I'm so glad to have you, Arthur. I said, well, I'm thinking next week we watch Deep Cover over and over and over, and I'm going to come dressed up. One of my friends is a very good director. He directs in his pajamas. And I told the students, I want, when I direct my first film, which I'm going to, I want to wear a man's kimono. And damn it, if one of my students would give me one for Christmas. But I got it. Right. I got my kimono.
That's cool.
Now I'm ready to direct New Orleans Candy. I'm ready. But I love actors. And I have this, I don't give up. I watched Dr. Poole, the doctor of animals, and he said, I like people who don't give up. He's 82 and he doesn't give up.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever told him, you can't do this, get out of here. I'll tell them you're not working hard enough. And even they're a pain in the butt. I have one that he didn't come back, and I'm like, what did I do? Because I know he's talented. And he gave me a beautiful gift that I said, where is he? What did he do? What did I do? And I think back. When I come home, I'm going through all the scenes. I go, yeah, that one's covered. That one's covered. Yeah, that one's covered. And I go through it. And that makes me sometimes not be able to fall asleep. I have trouble falling asleep. But I'm awake now.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed this time.
So what are, maybe give one or two movies that you've seen recently, or just movies that you feel are a good reference for acting.
A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's The Lion in Winter, Philadelphia Story, All the President's Men, Midnight Cowboy. Those are great performances.
Yeah.
And these are actors who are may not support how they studied, but you can't look at Dustin Hoffman in that movie and say, oh, I see him. And Rain Man. He's brilliant in Rain Man.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Cool.
Watch Streetcar Named Desire.
I actually saw that in a theater in black and white.
It was on TV last night on KCP. You can't watch it. You own it. Just go to bed. Because I got to watch it now. Go to bed. Because I'm early morning with you guys at 7:30. And I woke up.
Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing your time with us and your wisdom.
It's a pleasure.
Your love for the craft.
And, yes.
You know, we'll have people tune in on the next one.
Great.
If you guys want to audit, make sure that you can go check out the Actor Circle Theater at the Santa Monica Playhouse. And it's Act 2 on Wednesday night between 7 and 10. You can also go to actorcircletheater.com or go on Facebook here, put in your comments. I mean, we'd love to hear questions.
Yes.
If you guys have any questions of anything in the craft, put a message down here. If this was eye-opening in any way, please post a comment and share it.
Oh, and it's 1211 4th Avenue in Santa Monica.
1211 4th Avenue in Santa
Through
Monica.
Through the courtyard, I'm the only acting space on the second floor.
And then after that, you can go take a swim in the ocean.
Yeah, you go.
Right there, right?
Yeah, so, I'm not going to join you, but you can do that.
Yeah, so put in your comments below. Please. Really appreciate your time, and we appreciate you watching. Share it with other people that you know that you feel need to be awakened when it comes to the craft and really connecting to their inner self and bringing their gifts to the world out there and making magic happen.
Thank you.
So have a great one, and we'll see you guys again. And thanks so much.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Arthur Mendoza has been in this industry for most of his life. His wisdom and experience allow him to train more than just actors, he trains artists. Arthur Mendoza teaches class every Wednesday at Santa Monica Playhouse from 7 to 10 p.m. and coaches privately. Visit actorcircletheater.com for more information.